Oh, but it will be simply ages yet. I don't want father to die. That would be an absolutely awful thing to think. Will you still be coming to Norfolk in 50 years' time? Of course I will. I have two things tying me here now, business and you.
Me?
It came out as a frightened squeak. He turned her round to face him and kissed her.
Joshua!
He put two fingers over her lips. Shush! No words, only us. Always us. Louise stood rigidly still as he unbuttoned her blouse, all kinds of strange emotions battling in her head.
I ought to run. I ought to stop him.
Sunlight fell onto her bare shoulders and back. It was a peculiar sensation, a tingling warmth, and the expression on his face as he gazed at her was scary. He looked so hungry, but anxious at the same time. Joshua, she murmured, half nervous, half amused. Her shoulders had hunched up of their own accord. He pulled his T-shirt off over his head. They kissed again, his arms going around her. He seemed very strong. His skin, pressing against her, had started a trembling in her stomach that nothing was able to stop. Then she realized her jodhpurs were being peeled down.
Oh, God!
His finger lifted her chin up. It's all right. I'll show you how. And his smile was at least as warm as the sun. She took her black leather riding boots off herself, then helped him with her jodhpurs. Her brassiere and knickers were plain white cotton. Joshua removed them slowly, savoring the drawn-out exposure. He spread their clothes out and laid her down. She was terribly tense to start with, her lower lip clamped between her teeth, narrow eyes peeking down fearfully at the length of her body. It took a long, pleasant time of soft caresses, kisses, stealthy whispers and tickles before she began to respond. He coaxed a giggle from her, then another. Then it was a squeal, a groan. She touched his body, curious and suddenly bold, a hand sliding down his belly to cup his balls. He shuddered and repaid her by massaging her thighs. There was another long interval while their hands and mouths explored each other. Then he slid above her, looking down at disheveled hair, drowsy eyes, dark nipples standing proud, legs parted. He moved into her carefully, the damp warmth enveloping and squeezing his cock, an erotic splendor. Louise writhed tempestuously below him, and he began a slow, provocative stroke. He used neural mnemonic overrides to restrain his own body's responses, sustaining his erection as long as he wanted it, determined that she should reach a climax, that it should be as perfect for her as he could possibly make it. After an age, he was rewarded by her complete loss of control. Louise threw away every last inhibition as her orgasm built, shouting at the top of her voice, her body arching desperately below him, lifting his knees from the ground. Only then did he allow himself any release, joining her in absolute bliss. Post-coital languor was a sweet time, one of tiny kisses, stroking individual strands of sticky hair from her face, single, compassionate words. And he had been quite right all along. Forbidden fruit tasted the best.
"I love you, Joshua,"
she whispered into his ear.
"And I love you.
Don't leave. That's unfair. You know I'm coming back."
"I'm sorry."
She tightened her grip around him. He moved his hand up to her left breast and squeezed, hearing a soft hiss of indrawn breath.
"Are you sore?"
"A bit. Not much."
"I'm glad."
"Me too. Do you want to have that swim now? Water can be a lot of fun." She grinned cautiously.
"Again?"
"If you want to."
"I do."
Marjorie Kavanagh came to his bedroom again that Duchess night. The prospect of Louise sneaking through the red-shaded manor to be with him and discovering him with her mother added a spice to his love-making that left her exhausted and delighted. The next day Louise, eyes possessively agleam, announced at breakfast that she would show Joshua round the county rose-yard so he could see the casks being prepared for the new tiers. Grant declared this a stupendous idea, chuckling to himself that his little cherub was having her first schoolgirl crush. Joshua smiled neutrally and thanked her for being so considerate. There were another 3 days to go until midsummer. At Cricklade, all across Norfolk, they marked the onset of Midsummer's Day with a simple ceremony.